is a setting. A, picture's important. A is steady. They're like steady. This girl is a setting. A, picture's important. A is steady. They're like steady.
Hey guys.
Hi guys.
Hey Peta.
Hi Kunta.
How are you?
We've said all this.
Freezing.
We're just seeing it for the camera.
I'm freezing. It was snowing the other day.
It was snowing.
It was beautiful.
Joburg was snowing, guys. It was actually real snow.
It was sleet in some parts and snow in other parts.
I see. Yeah. I only experienced snow. I got beautiful snow.
I felt like I was in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah,
I don't know about you.
It was got cold though.
It was.
Post snow melting, because apparently that's when it gets really cold, when
yeah.
it melts.
No, it was.
It
was not cute.
And it's freezing today.
But at the time, I was like, oh my God, Q Mariah Carey's Christmas
Listen.
Album. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I didn't get to play in the snow though, so that made me a little bit sad.
I mean, I don't think there was enough
meeting
to play in, or even to make
snowman. People tried to make a snow togoloshi.
A snow togoloshi
situation.
Oh,
yeah,
us.
Shame.
I love us. Why must black magic always be involved? You
it
know?
Felt very whimsical.
Yes, absolutely. That yeah. is our whimsy.
But a lot of
togoloshis.
Honestly, somebody was like, you know, in South Africa, we have all of the American experiences on a budget because where did
we
the
really
snow
do,
come
hey?
From? There was earthquake, tornadoes, all the.
Really, there was. The other week, there
yeah.
was like a. tremor, but I slept through that.
I definitely was passed out.
Yeah,
through that.
I was dead and gone.
Yeah,
but apparently it shook the world.
To quote, not
Zoe
my world.
Modiha.
We love Zoe Modiha.
We love her.
This is a Stan account, yes.
Yeah, this is definitely Black Staring stands you, Zoe.
A Stan account.
Black Staring
anyway,
stands you, dude.
Today
we're
not recording from my couch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We are at Spotify Greasy Tunes, I think.
Cafe.
Yes, cafe.
Yes,
Spotify
which is
Greasy Tunes Cafe.
Which is where Great Dane used to be. And
imagine that.
For
and
a lot
completely
of.
Like
do you know what?
Done up this
it's
place,
gorgeous.
Bruh.
It's green. It's branded in the best way.
It's branded
that doesn't
in the
feel kitsch.
Way.
I love good branding. To
and
be
I
honest.
Love kitsch. It does feel a little kitsch, but kitsch is my favorite thing.
Oh, okay.
I like this thing here we have going on here.
Yeah, there's so many doodles. You
so
have
many
to. I mean, if you're around
things.
In July, I've been to a few of the events.
Oh yes, yeah.
Yeah, like they
apparently
have
launched,
opening parties
like
and basically it feels like a pop-up for July.
Yeah.
So every week they have different a different theme
content,
from like Amapiano to hip hop to
yes, I see a lot of
mint. So
Amapiano,
this week is Amapiano activations.
Nice.
And then next week is hip hop, I think.
Oh nice. Dope,
and then
dope,
I think
dope.
The last week is Pan-African. Africanism, but
ooh,
yeah.
Oh, nice. I'll definitely
yeah,
come
so it's
for
like
that.
A mix of like masterclasses, performances, like quiz nights.
Dope, dope.
Yeah, so it's really
I
cool and really
Spotify
fun, to be honest.
Greasy Tunes as a name because, you know, it's like content
yeah.
that just can feed your soul because, you know, greasy food,
food does
is
feel
really
like that.
Where you get to really.
That is what.
Some lovely, just like. Food, soul food,
yeah,
you know? Like
that is basically
food.
What puts you together after Night at Great Dane, which is no longer
absolutely,
Great Dane.
You know, and as just a shout out to the space, like,
yeah,
Great Dane,
this
hey,
has held
shout
us down
out to like the OG,
through our
and
adolescence,
this place is
really.
Tiny. I mean, it's been done up, it's been completely changed up.
It's
like,
just, do you feel like the muscle memory has come back to you? Because for me, I feel like it has. I walked in here and I was like, whoa,
I walked in, but I was like, oh my gosh, this is not
I
Great
know,
Dane.
But whoa,
this is not Great Dane,
it
They're
is, but it's not. Yeah.
The outside area where people would be
packed to the rafters. Remember
Sundays.
They used to have Sunday
roast
here?
The OG roast. Ooh. The OG roast.
Oh, boy.
Great Dane was a good time.
Such a great. I mean, people were treated like their mother's house, just standing
yeah.
on the furniture.
Listen, there
like
was line. There was a line to come in here.
There always
you'd
was.
To get a
you'd
co-
have to.
A code.
And the bouncer could be mean sometimes.
Yikes. Ouch.
And then everybody
prom.
Started going
bouncers
to Royale, which everybody said was Great Dane for adults.
Oh, I see.
Which tracks? when you think about it.
I guess I just went next door. Kitchener's has always been my
home. I have such a love-hate with Kitchener's.
Home. You know, it's like home. It's home just, is terrible just like, sometimes, but it's like home.
Why do we,
you know?
There's certain establishments, like even when I think of Third Place, I was talking about Third
Place. Oh, I've never been to Third Place.
You missed
heard
it.
Some shit no, about
no,
the,
no, you missed it. It's done. Do you know what? Third Place in the Pandageso.
Is it done?
In the Pandageso, in the Panini, in the Panoramic, in the heart of the pandemic.
Ooh.
Third Place was the only place that was
that would open after hours. Yes, after curfew.
So,
because
the whole
was
name
was
like, it's the third place that you go before going home. So you'll start at dinner, you'll do a nightcap for drinks, and then you'll
then
end
it
up
is the
there.
Last place.
And
for people who don't want to go home.
It was so, but like, you couldn't leave. You would like wait out curfew there, which was quite crazy.
Because you can't in the streets, the cops were out here arresting us, guys. Arresting
and it
us.
It was raided a number of times. I
oh
didn't
my
experience
goodness.
That, but like,
and it's in
people were trapped
car,
in there with
it's
no
by
music.
Carfax, right?
Yeah, it's there,
which
like,
is one of my
in,
favorite spaces, really. Carfax is an Carfax
yeah.
was a really great like place for, you know,
live music
shows.
Yeah.
Yes. Really dope. Like also just like I remember. What's the sneaker event? Sneaker something. Oh gosh, like yeah, that happened a lot there in Carfax by Third Place in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, like it's not, there's certain things that don't make sense anymore. Third Place to me as a concept doesn't make sense
really?
Anymore.
I still want to
because
go.
I'm just like why
check it out.
You missed the train.
I mean, some people are still heading there.
But, like, it won't be the same. Do you know what I mean?
But, I mean, I don't even know
because
what the
you can go
is.
Other places or just go home.
Yeah, you know,
do you
just
know
really
I mean?
Experience.
Like, there's no cheap
I'm
thrill. Let me know what it's like. For
yeah,
me,
I
will never go back
there.
To that. Hey, now. People would do that.
Listen, that's
and
why
then,
it's called
and,
the third place.
And then
it's
the
like
sun would come up.
And
then people would be
that
like, all of my bad decisions. You know, it's almost like, you know when you, like, make out with someone out? At
uh-huh,
night,
uh-huh.
and then they turn on the lights, and everyone is shocked at their decision.
Ooh.
You're like, ugh,
and
the
then
light
turn
of day.
On the lights.
It's
eh?
The same effect as like seeing the floor of a
ooh,
place
ew,
when they turn the lights
ew,
on,
ew,
and you're
ew.
Like, ugh.
And they
yeah.
definitely just like they just blast those lights on, like you just are not expecting, as if they don't ring the bell, as if they don't tell you, hey guys, it's over, you need
I know.
To leave now, we
and,
need to go.
And
home.
Then even the DJ will stop and we'll all
yeah.
be there and be like, not one more
no,
song, one
guys,
more song.
Wait, like just
wait, hold on, but we were dancing just now, just one more song, you know?
But
you
why
know,
we
like,
are here.
Yeah,
why
we
are
here outside
are
of speaking
here.
About things that we do
yeah.
as
greasy
grown people
good times,
and as
greasy
adults,
good times. Greasy good times.
That is a good pivot to adulting.
To adulting.
As a show.
Oh my gosh, yes. We're talking about adulting on Showmax.
Yes.
Apparently there is another show called Adulting.
Yes, there is.
The Google.
Yes, there is. So Adulting is a... The local one, at least, is a
the
Showmax original.
It is a Showmax original.
By Chidza Pictures, and they do, yes, and they do The River,
and
obviously, and they've won, like, SAFTAs and all the things like that.
Yeah.
Yes, so, you know, what is the
some
show about?
Homegrown
if you haven't,
goodness.
If you haven't
some
seen
homegrown
it, it is a, it's a very wild.
If you haven't seen Adulting, it's
you should.
You should. I feel like we'll get into the nitty gritties.
Yeah.
But you know, the saying
what
"boys will be boys." go and watch that thing.
Oh my
boys
goodness.
Boys will be boys.
Do you know what?
And women know what "boys will be boys" means, but "boys will be boys" is an experience. Hey?
I mean, no, it really
my
is
gosh.
A wild adventure. And for the 8 episodes you follow.
It was,
four
it was 8 episodes.
Friends. So you have Lutando Mtembu, who's Vuyani, Uvuvu,
who
who's also Shakira. He's
toy
like
boy.
The, yeah.
He is the, you know.
He is sleeping
see,
with
I wonder if
a minister,
yeah,
MECS.
Who is Winnie Machaba, guys.
Guys,
La Chocolata.
The face of La Chocolata,
the face
yes.
of La Chocolata.
Yeah. And
she's there as his sugar mama.
She is, which it was a good flip for me. Like, it was interesting to have it the other way around. Because usually the story is like
definitely,
sugar daddy,
definitely, absolutely,
Lesser,
absolutely,
and
absolutely.
And
then
so
we have the
that was
main guy, Bonga,
yes, who's Tembinkosi Mthembu as well, who is Shaka Zulu in the new
Ilembe.
Shaka Ilembe, which I'm really interested to see.
On the river, apparently.
He's on the Republic.
Yeah.
But he's Bonga, who is you know, the guy who made it.
He really is the.
It feels like he's the
Beyonce of the group.
Yeah. You know, he's the one that will get people out of trouble, and he's the guy that you call.
He's the glorified
fuck boy who has dad issues, you know,
from his parents. We probably have like 75% fuck boy.
He does have dad energy in the group, he really does, 100%.
I definitely enjoy that.
Do you know what?
Some, you know, like some stability, some cash going on. We're in prom, guys. We're in prom. The taxis are out.
No, but you know what? You're right. I do enjoy men that can make things happen.
Yeah.
The concept.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
Without putting any pressure on our brothers and our sisters, you know, it's just a nice concept.
As like, because like, you can't just call anybody to get you out of trouble. Do you know what I mean? But the fact that he gets a tender.
Yeah. So the first episode.
Wait. Let's circle the other two and then we're going to get to the first.
Sure, go ahead, yeah.
So we have Mpo, who is Thabiso Ramusi, who is our hubby favorite.
Hubby whore.
I love that alliteration.
Goodness.
He is a married man.
Cannot.
Who is
he triggers me up and down, left and right.
Well, you know.
Yikes.
And then there's Nhlanhla Kunene, who is Tsiki Tsiki. Eric. Yeah, and they kind of round out the foursome.
He is the troubled.
The hothead.
Yeah, the hothead. The troubled.
Still.
The guy who can't like let go of his vices.
Yeah,
and
he's like
struggling
from Ikasi, and he has baby mama drama.
I think he is actually the most developed of the characters.
I would 100% agree.
Hopefully we'll get there.
But
in an
the
hour.
First episode.
Oh my God. Yeah. The first episode, yes, we meet Ubonga in a sex scene.
It's not PG.
The sex is happening on the show. It's definitely
adulting is for adults.
It's for adults. It's definitely PG 45 upwards. You know, we really are seeing.
No violence. Which is, I mean, there is action. Sort of. There's action. But not violent. It's not like watching The Wife, because The Wife was peak violence. I was like,
people are dying. Yeah, this is more
this
like
film,
this is
okay.
like sex, drugs, alcohol, rock and roll.
Yeah,
it's like
it
a
set
vibe.
In Johannesburg
like
with piano as the soundtrack.
We open on the first scene, on the first episode with him having a good time with
his girlfriend for the moment.
For the moment.
Yeah, it seems, yes.
He's lady
so
for the moment.
It's,
yes.
It's giving Eternal Bachelor.
Ooh, it definitely is, and he also had the list of rules, you know, that we had this conversation, but also he did the thing, don't fall in love.
And you know what, men can be gaslighty like that. I do have to say that where they like give the boyfriend experience,
but no
and
wait, they had the conversation though with Ugel, you know, and this is where I think we also just, I mean, I definitely think communication is definitely so bad between human beings in general.
It is.
But I think they had the conversation. And he does say, clearly they did.
He's like, don't do this.
Yeah, you know.
And he's very
upset
about it.
However, we had this whole experience.
Actions versus words.
You know what
right?
I mean?
So for me, rather keep the same energy, because it is confusing when people say one thing and then they do the other, right? Which is what he did, because you're like, this is strictly whatever.
Yeah.
And then,
but
you
it
know,
always goes back to the contract.
He's
razzle dazzling. It always goes back to the contract, to the terms and conditions. Like, no matter what happens, what does the email say? What is on the paper? What conversation was had?
And
know?
Also,
sadly,
looking,
sadly.
Unfortunately.
But that's not the only reality,
looking at, no, it's
that's
definitely
not the
only
reality.
And because there are a lot of caveats, sometimes the email will say one thing and then bloop, you end
right?
up
right.
You end up being
true.
In a whole
that's
relationship.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It just,
they
it
act
just
like they're
changes.
Not. They don't get attached, but
exactly.
He does actually get attached.
Not to her.
Further down the line, not
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, but
sadly.
It's interesting because then we see him get a tender and he's buying his
yes,
G wagon.
He's one of those
the
guys.
We're going to conquer, guys.
Listen, I still also need to get to conquer.
However. I want a specific experience at Gonga.
Because apparently it must be a very specific experience.
It has to be very specific.
I'm not. Also, spaces, I don't wanna be paying places, out of my pocket. No.
Yeah, there's certain places where it's better to be invited than to just go.
Yes, than to just be like, do you know what hey, I'm saying? I'm gonna. It's start the car. I'm gonna call the Uber. No.
There must be somebody who has a plug.
Yeah.
Where we're going.
Because apparently, it's and there's a table.
Because also, no, but even outside of that, I don't want to be a periphery hoe in certain spaces.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't. Hey, I need a table.
Periphery hoe is hectic.
I need a table.
Hectic.
No, I need a table.
It's hectic.
We're grown, bruh. Like, we can't just be standing there idle. No, it's not cute.
Absolutely. I would imagine a table comes with the experience. I mean, if I'm not gonna go sit down at a place, what am I? But I guess, hey. Anyways,
at some places, yes, but then not at Gonka.
But also need to see it to believe it. I have no idea how it goes down. I've seen the images and I've heard stories.
I would like to see it.
So he rocks up at Gonka. They are at Gonka.
And
that first scene with his G wagon, and he shows off to his boys. That's when we meet the brotherhood,
the boys, and the boys are fine. The boys are very attractive.
Yeah, you know. And there's chat about South African men versus,
I don't like that.
I just want to say. I don't like that. I think there's a lot that we're working with. And I think there's been a lot of hate
arrayed, but there is something
we're working with.
No, we have something that we're working with. Yeah. And when South African men have got it, they've got it.
Yeah, no, definitely.
However, there are many obstacles.
Oh, my God.
That's probably the most PC way I can put it. They're just like things. Really. And also, honestly, if you think about the way that South African women look versus the men, we're winning. Like, come on.
I mean, you know.
We are, South African women are
fine.
Out of this world stunning.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even make
Absolutely
sense.
Absolutely, we are. And I just think it's also a PR. Also, just like, it's a chat about beauty and to be looked at-ness when it comes to women.
The attractiveness versus desirability, or the manufacturing of creating an image.
I feel like that pressure is there for women to look good.
100%.
The pressure is there for women to show Nails up did, and hit, look did, always. And yeah. it is almost a thing we police ourselves around as well as women. Is like, look good. Your parents, your mom will be like, no, clean up.
Yeah, a woman and like have look, matching underwear.
Yes,
like imagine,
you know, please,
if something happens
on
the ambulance
will
see you with mismatched.
Please, like, just clean up.
You know.
And I think with men, it's not the selling point with men. Looks are not really it.
What is the selling point with men?
It's definitely not looks.
I mean,
men can get away with not looking good but having something and
so I
getting
think, I
a
think,
bunch of
do you know
you
what
know, attention.
I think that is some of my gripe. So the one thing is that men from other countries in general are better groomed.
Oof.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like,
but it also depends on what you like.
It will not be as crusty.
It also depends
dusty.
On what you like.
No, fair, but you know? It's generally not as crusty dusty.
Oof, that's such a generalization,
as it can
though.
Be. No, I know, but no, that's why I'm saying just like generally when you
generally.
Look at the general average Oof. Of like South African men versus like Nigerian men or like Ghanaian, you look at manners.
Okay,
just general manners.
I don't want to. I really. This is such a tricky conversation to have because I really don't want to offend any, you know, people from wherever, you know. But I do think that socialization is. Yeah, it's like. I mean, I'm definitely gonna say like I've experienced a lot of like rudeness from Nigerian men. Nigerian people as well as people from out and South Africans, like, you know, so, you know, it also is a background thing and it's a thing, you know, because sometimes that bravado and that like taking over, that masculine, like, I'm here, you know, I don't have to say hi. See, that's the thing about men. I think
I don't like that across the board.
You know what I mean? It's your type.
That
you know
gives me like a huge ick.
Like tiki tiki for me is almost an extension of that or an idea of this guy who doesn't need to look good but is rough around the edges. And some women, personally, I like that. I like a rough around the edges, you know, individual who's like, hey, you know, I don't need to look too good, you know. But no, also,
I
mean, there is a
sense. I will say he's always put together. For the most part.
Compared to the compatriots, I think he's a lot more like.
It's more relaxed.
More relaxed, but it's definitely,
not,
which is what
it's more
I
relaxed,
like.
But it's not careless.
Yeah. It's not careless. I mean? But it's definitely rough around the edges.
True. And I mean,
it's just generally
they're
rough
in very different spaces
edges,
as well.
Definitely. Which I love that. Yeah. I want us to talk about the friend group trope that you had mentioned.
Yes. So it seems like 4 seems to be the magic number, whether it's women, whether it's men. If it's women, we think of girlfriends, we think of Sex and the City.
Yes.
You know, like, the number just always seems to be 4, and it always seems to work. Yes. Girls as well.
Girls, insecure.
You think of just generally the archetypes that people always play into, because when it's 6, it's usually mixed as men and women, if you think of Friends, or
Friends,
I Met Your Mother,
right?
Or
Living Single.
What I mean? The original Friends.
What was interesting on Friends and Living Single is that the men lived outside of the whole... Wait.
It was
Living Single was... Khadija and them living together, and then Kyle and the boys lived upstairs.
Which is exactly what Friends did, except across the hall. So it was like, but even then it wasn't everyone. So it's always 2. So in Living Single, it's Khadija, Regine, and Sinclair.
Max was
Sinclair. And then there's always one friend that stays
outside
of the apartment.
And it was Jennifer Aniston?
No, so in Friends, it's Rachel and... Monica, who are in the apartment, and then Phoebe is outside.
Phoebe was my favorite.
Yes, and then they
Phoebe
stay, and then
favorite.
The boys always stay, like, across the hall. But there's always one person that doesn't stay there that's always just, like, visiting.
Yeah.
So that they definitely kept the same.
But with this friend group, it's friends who... hang out together, which is very much homegrown,
like,
which is very much like an idea I understand around friendship, my own friendship.
Yes.
Friendships.
It felt,
we have fun together.
Exactly.
We have fun together.
And that I really liked. I like the chemistry between the 4 of them.
Definitely.
It didn't feel
wonderful
forced.
Chemistry. Yes.
It really did.
Yes,
like, I could believe
really
that they are
friends.
You
know, love that part.
So that I really enjoyed as well. And I like... It felt very familiar. Like, we're going to Sun City. I was like, oh, I just went to Sun City
absolutely
with my friends. You know what I mean?
Like,
there were just things
experience.
And, like, we're all going out together.
Yes,
and, like, we're all, like, cracking jokes.
Yes.
And we're just having a good time. But also there's, like, life stuff that happens.
That's
that we will sit with one another through the tough
and
things
as
well.
And I always ask myself with male friendships, because definitely a show for the male...
gays?
Maybe yes, the male gaze. Definitely.
I would say that it
definitely
is for the male
gaze. Definitely a show for the male gaze. And then I look at male friendships, of course, versus female or other friendships, without getting too bounded around it. It's male friendships have seemed to me to be like good times, fun times, and the existence of toxicity. In and amongst and without calling things out. But that happens in female friendships groups as well. It's like we have this thing with our friends where we just love to have fun and we also want to please our friends and impress them, but we don't call out or we struggle around the heavier parts of life and processing together. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like I'm just going to jump into the married guy just being. In the first episode, he is with his affair with his
long-time girlfriend.
I mean, my
mistress,
goodness,
yes. And she,
my
is,
goodness,
and it's interesting because she is now engaged, and she says they have to stop, and he's like, no,
she's now engaged, bro.
No, but why? Why
can
do we
you
have
believe
to stop?
That?
Oh, no.
He hands her
he's
over
so
to Vianney when the wife and I'm
when
like,
they drop him off at home. Oof, that was rough.
And I'm like, you know, the male gaziness of this is very clear in relation to how women are brought into the story.
Yeah.
Like, it's very stereotypical. We are about to give you
all
a low rating, baby, because we have the wife,
Lele.
Zitu.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lele, yeah.
Yes, very much just a wife.
She literally, even in the last episode, she's like,
not drowned.
I was like,
that word. Now, a wife. That is vocab coming straight out of a wife's mouth.
Yeah.
Begazeli.
And she said, do you think I wanted to be here with the kids doing dishes, checking
home? Listen, it's just
homework.
That whole thing.
I also wanted to be out with my friends. And do you know what? They really...
I just hate how
they sat in, and I have to say, they also sat in the stereotype of Nkanyezi being a man-eater. So
absolutely,
the woman who
is like,
goes after
being
strong,
eater,
independent
right?
woman who
almost
is
a siren.
Successful because it's
yes.
like, she's successful at her job, therefore she has no boyfriend.
Right,
like,
right. It
we
is
played into that archetype again.
A Mara Brock
A very
Hill
Mara,
thing.
Mary Jane-esque.
Yes, right? It is. She's
strong,
like
successful
this,
woman.
Yeah.
And she doesn't
and
want
she
a boyfriend.
She plays hard to get
and she
in the beginning.
Is, you know, and
but,
for, but now it's a constant
now
thing
she's
because
obsessed with you.
She's the one that has the rules. Where
she's
he
the
had the
had,
rules
yeah.
before.
Yes,
and she
yes,
had very
yes,
clear
yes,
boundaries that
yeah.
he kept trying to cross, which was kind of ironic because in the beginning, women tried to cross his boundaries and he
yes,
says no.
It
and
is,
then,
that's very true.
Yeah,
that's
and then
very,
he finds himself in the same position,
yes.
just in a different context.
Yeah.
And it's very messy because he's mixing business with pleasure because
yeah.
she is his
oh,
business
yes.
partner's younger
Ooh,
sister.
The business partner. What a character.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, like it gets a little bit messy for sure.
Yeah.
Just in how that whole relationship, and I think like it brought up an interesting question for me around the boundaries with relationships and friendships, just in how she reacted to
right.
his friend
inside the relationship. She completely flipped for me
because
she
was
completely
also just
turned
like
into somebody else.
Your friends are losers.
Like
your friends are losers. I was like, whoa,
you
that's
met
too
me,
far.
You
bro.
Met me
like,
with
whoa.
My friends. What are you talking about?
And she kept hopping on
like
the
and just
I think
judging
even
them,
in the last episode
them down.
After Tiki Tiki gets shot.
Yes.
And obviously they
so
rush to the
to
hospital,
Tiki Tiki.
But she has her important, what do you call this? Like her work function. She just got a promotion.
Oh, yes.
And she's obviously
now
upset
she's like
that he's not there.
Career woman.
Yeah, she's like working at PwC. She's like, get
of
her finance or whatever.
Yes.
Of course.
Of course.
But yeah, and then she just ends up being like, he got shot because he's a criminal. Like,
just making those.
Which is true.
Which he is.
He is at the end of the day.
He's
she's
a terrible
not drunk.
Criminal.
However,
oh
for,
my
for
goodness.
For me, her being like, your friends are losers, get new friends. I was like, that's a bit hectic for me.
That's
I
a
don't
bit
know.
Hectic
I'm
for
not
me.
Sure about this.
Yeah. I didn't, I was like, I can definitely hear the writers in the writer's room being like, you know, chicks, they want you and then when they get you, they start like being on your back, harassing you. That was the character. That was who I'm just like, it's not realistic to immediately now, you are just now telling him, a grown man, you know, that his friends are, like, and his friends are his family, bruh. Like,
I mean, they'd been friends since varsity.
Like, you know, and you met me with my friends. Like, hello,
yeah,
you know.
I just.
But I get the chat of just, like, being in a relationship with somebody and the friends are somewhere involved. They are also part of it somewhere, which can be boring.
Yeah,
it can be boring, dude. Borax.
It was like crime.
Like
so.
Oh, sorry.
It was crime.
Oh, sorry.
I have to say. It was
it
crime.
Was literally like giving. Okay, I don't want to be involved.
Tiki. As you said, the most layered, I think, the most developed.
Because all the layers,
it's him and Natasha who have this weird on and off thing.
Very toxic, very
palpable
much like
chemistry also. But
palpable
like
chemistry, I mean.
Toxic.
They then ended up having sex at
on
one moment
car.
Right after like fighting hectically, which is what they do.
Which
like,
seems like what they seem
to
do.
Yeah, they just fight all. And I mean, the first time we meet her is also at Gonka with
yes, and she's with her
with
new
her new babo person.
Babo.
Yeah.
Yeah, her new person. And I mean, like, you know, then he becomes a hothead.
Which is like him. It's like from 0 to 100. Like, dude.
Whoa.
Take a moment.
Just take a beat. You don't have to someone up every time. Like, relax.
It's a beat. You whoa. Know, it's just...
Whoa.
You know, and then there's now drama in the club. There is now the drama in the club that I
don't... You the guy that broke into a fight.
You know...
Now we must all fight. Do you know what I mean? Because... We're the boys. The boys. So now we're all throwing punches.
The boys. The guy, what's his name? Vuyani, you and the guys. Even Vuyani like, dude, like,
come on.
You need to let us know because we're not always all like wanting to fight. You know, we just kind of just hang out.
Such great comic relief as really the clown is. Of the group. But really it's very interesting because.
He really is.
For one, I feel like they definitely don't take him seriously. But they also because he doesn't take himself seriously. I don't think he takes himself seriously.
To an extent, as he should. I mean, towards the end.
Towards the end, he really tries pulls it
because I think he is like a. Because it's difficult. It's difficult if you're like. He's like an influencer photographer. I don't know. So, like, it's like ish. The vibe.
But he also really just wants to be a sugar baby. And that's like.
He does.
His
he just
calling,
wants
and
to
that's
be
what
spoiled.
He enjoys. He wants like to go to Dubai one, and like, be wined and dined.
Like
and
all
he will put
all
in
Beth
the work.
Needs to
he will. He definitely
he will put in that work.
Will work. To get there. And I will say it was weird seeing the face of La Chocolata.
Listen.
That way.
And I just
she
is unhinged.
The sex party, I was like, whoa.
Right?
Is this too far?
And
I'm
just
not
lying
sure.
to him.
But also, then the drama when he got a little girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
His age-ish. No, she was a varsity student.
Yeah, she was
so
a varsity student.
She's younger than
also
him.
Also, another absolute trope. Like, it's
tropey
like...
Trope.
Terrible.
Tropity trope.
Like, naive varsity student.
Stars
like,
in her eyes.
You know, stars in her
He's
eyes.
He's fetching her.
Falls in love literally
in the polo,
5 seconds.
In the polo
meeting.
That his older girlfriend bought him.
Sorry. Like...
He's not planning her birthday.
And then I'm planning a birthday.
He's planning her birthday, elaborate birthday. He's lying about I want to be an events organizer. Kanti, it's Gandhi. My other girlfriend's birthday party.
But the amount
that
of money,
messed.
The amount of money
that
he has,
messed.
the nerve to the ask. Nerve.
No, do you know what? For me, that was pretty wild. I said, wow.
For a
and
for
then also,
Ketiwe,
not
what?
Sorry, Miss MEC.
Exactly.
It's not. Miss MEC, she'll always be Ketiwe. I'm sorry.
And
she's
unhinged.
No.
Like,
so
Ketiwe.
It's her coming to the club in a gown, in being a like, hey, let's go.
Hey, boy. Boy.
Are you
done with
it was
with
very
this?
Embarrassing. And do you know what? I have to say, I thought about Nkanyezi in that moment because I was like, can you imagine you just started dating this guy and his friends are unhinged in different ways.
In different ways, unhinged. Hey? And you know these people. You're like, hey, hi, how are you? And then you're like, what?
What is happening?
Is happening right now.
Yeah.
We're here at this party, but it's like,
whose party is it? But now he's dating the other one also.
What?
But like, what? Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, she's still wrong for what she said, but. I also get
she
it.
She is. But I also get it. I definitely like,
I
like it.
It
is like
But
scary.
Do you know what? It's also a thing where people often weigh romantic relationships over friendships.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
That's such a true
A lot
which
of
I
the time
hate.
It is like someone will get
that's so true.
A boyfriend or girlfriend and they'll
and
just
ghost.
And then months later come back heartbroken and be like, oh guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
And everyone's kind of like, it's a bit weird now,
yeah,
isn't
you know,
it?
You just kind of
you
put a f- you didn't even put
nowhere
full
to
stop.
Be
like,
found. You
yeah,
just
that's
yeah.
That's, I think that's also yeah. That's a pandemic. It's hectic.
Yeah.
People
but
doing
it,
that. It is terrible.
It happens
terrible.
Like quite often.
Yeah.
So it was interesting to see, you know, the friendship. Placed over the
placed
and I feel
thing.
Like because even like I think about the accountability thing and how it happens but to a point with them so like
to
for instance
point,
when
yes.
it was Lele's birthday and Mpo stupidly allowed his mistress to buy a gift for his wife Oh, and everyone was like, what are you doing?
Everything.
What are you doing? Does. Everybody was like, what are you doing? This is too far. Like, this, what are you doing?
Can we talk about married men doing things like this, guys? Like, can we have that conversation?
The other one driving to the house.
Can you please?
And being like,
can we not just be tidy about it? No. Can we not be a little bit more respectful about the whole thing? This is like,
for me,
your wife. This is like a person. I don't know.
My bigger thing.
You don't know.
People need to stop marrying people they don't like.
Yeah.
Men, that's my chat
you need
about
to stop pa-
people
marrying
need to
people
stop
you
marrying
don't
people
like
that they actually
you need
don't
to marry
like
your friends.
Because he actually does not like his wife. At all.
Well, she is vanilla, but
and he
can't, she's
oh,
a human
she's so
being.
Vanilla. Oh,
she's
no, they made her so vanilla.
They made her so vanilla. Ooh.
The most interesting thing she did was have the affair
yes.
with the personal
did she
trainer.
Have the she did. She did. Okay. She admitted you get who you
when
get
he
yours,
called
girl.
That family meeting and Paul's so was messy. He's so messy.
Him.
What you're not going to do is have a full
is,
affair and
is
then
have
call
a
meeting
full
about
affair
me.
In my face.
No,
in my face.
Don't do that.
Give me the gift of your recent side piece. Let's forget about the fact that I don't even know that you've got a long-time girlfriend who broke
many.
Your heart. And now you're coming. Like,
because there were also the in-betweeners. So
like,
it's not.
Dude,
remember
like
when
you're
he was auditioning
you're
other
just,
ones?
You're just a regular.
Do you know what
you're
I mean?
You're just a regular person out here in the streets.
So it just, like, it's really weird. And then I thought about the thing. It keeps coming up in conversation, whether it's a Twitter or a TikTok, where people talk about the fact that men are attracted to women, but they actually like men.
Ooh.
And every time it comes up, I'm like, oof.
They definitely do. I definitely agree with that.
I agree
I definitely
with that.
Do
because
agree
they were like,
men
if you
wanting
think
to
of
impress
like
other men,
how
and
exactly
how women are tools in the, in, the in the showcase to impress other men. Yeah,
and I'm always left like, huh?
Yeah, which is
this is not incorrect
because
when
this
I
is
think
like
about it and the many examples
and the many examples,
not even on screen, just like in real life, you'll be like, huh.
Because I guess it's important to be the man. Like, I guess this is also like what the show is. There's just this force around like men. How do I put this? Like, it's important for men to be able to get women and to have women and like
to
that age old idea of like, hey, indoda abafazi baningi. That's how it goes.
XYZ.
That's how it goes. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not like you know, like leading a slew of women, just like throwing themselves at you in your imagination, like, then you are not a man. And like, that's I guess the whole show about it. It's like, hey, look at me. This is the kind
of. Because I also think about, and I always think about sex, right? In relation to how often it's shown and how, and whether or
and
not it's
how
necessary.
It's shown. Yes, true.
So for me, true. Definitely the male gaze. I mean, we already
spoke definitely.
About that.
And you need and a porn.
It was
and
such
a vibe
it was
go
very
in somewhere.
Yeah. It went over the line at some points for me. I think like,
but I don't judge that. I don't judge that. I'm always like, I enjoy. I let's include sex. Let's include sex in the story and the storytelling, and I enjoy a good sex scene. I definitely do. And I've never been ashamed to say that any but I get what you're saying in is it necessary?
Yeah, every time. Because for me I was like every time?
Yeah. But
and also it was interesting even the varying degrees of nudity because like there were some women
how sex is portrayed or shown or depicted, what is
would
the power
still
dynamic?
Have like some underwear on and then others who wouldn't and then
definitely,
there were moments
right?
where it looked way too real and I was like, are they genuinely like doing it? Like whoa,
hectic.
This is a bit hectic.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
There was
so
even
I,
a moment,
I,
especially
I,
with Bonga.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like it's very interesting because even when they go to Sin City, as they called it.
Oh, nice.
I think that was even the name of the episode. But
because shout out to
Ziggy
Sin City.
Ziggy doesn't sleep with anyone.
Yes, he's also just like, definitely. Yeah, he doesn't sleep with anyone.
He's more concerned with his bag, his daughter.
His daughter, which is
Mosquito,
like, his
and
everything.
It is so interesting also to see him as the dad, because they really did play into the archetypes of,
they
like,
really
friend
did.
Groups. Because there usually is a guy that's like a dad.
Yeah, who's like a dad.
But he, as a father, it's interesting because he's a good dad. But the things
he definitely
that he
is.
Does,
yeah.
He's very present. He's like, he's a good dad.
Very present with
However,
his child.
For her to be confronted
and
with
she adores him, which is a good sign.
Criminal activity when he's doing the hijacking. Gandhi is hijacking
the angel and devil the thing the on him is
it's
hectic.
So
the
interesting
contrast is
because she's
actually.
Literally like, oh, we're being hijacked, but it's my dad
it's
that's
my dad.
Doing
you,
this,
I,
and it's
know,
very
it's
jarring
just,
for her.
Very
obviously,
jarring.
As a child, that's very
it's
that's
very
even more
jarring.
Traumatic. That like you're you being know? Robbed by somebody that you know,
and then only for your mom to then
and
be
then
killed
for Natasha
to
be killed in the same way, and then he
and
gets
like
shot again in the same way.
Again.
So it keeps,
and it's like it's a thing that keeps happening with him. It's like this losing,
like he doesn't learn
losing
his
shit, and then creating this like drama beyond violence, beyond
yes,
like there
beyond
is just no coming back
anything.
From this. Like you.
And like you're not
have charges
the
against you,
because
and you are just you just keep on digging
just
your
like
foot
one more.
In.
And I mean, like it's also the thing of people never know when to stop, right? So it's always like one last heist, one last whatever, and that's always where you get caught.
Like, oh my god!
You know, because it's
and now
and even when he's in the hospital, and she's just like, "You said you weren't gonna do this anymore. Like, what's happening?"
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I disappointed you. And I was like, yeah, but are you going to stop, though? Because, like...
But how can he stop? He's, like, inside. Which is just the I think about, you know, gangster movies and, you know, your you know, your Sopranos or whatever. Like, once you start a crime... once you our parents would be like, stay away from crime. Like, once you start, like,
it's hard to get,
it's hard
the same
to get
with
out.
Anything, even drugs.
Even drugs,
like,
you know?
Yeah, it's hard to
it's
get
hard
out.
It's hard to get out. It's hard to get out. And, like... Yeah. The forces in the, you know, in the world
the
of crime.
Of
you're
it,
in the vortex. And I mean, I guess the first hit of like a great, you know,
the
job
money.
Gone
you're
right,
like, hey.
You know, it's just nice and easy to get to do this. And it's like the cost.
The cost.
The cost.
Because even Natasha.
The cost is much.
Natasha dying that way in violence. I was like, oof.
That was hectic.
This is very bad. That's
very,
very
bad.
Very bad.
And I mean, he ends up going to prison, right? He ends up really just like, does he?
Mm-mm.
Because he's bailed out a lot.
So they're waiting for his sentence, but they said at minimum it's going to be 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is a long time.
Oof.
10 years is a long time. He was like, oh, 1 or 2 years. They're like, no, babe.
Baby girl, you are most wanted. You
charges.
Are most wanted. I think 10 is
the
actually...
The police are after you. They were like, ooh. Not that.
And I'm just like, you are not like a petty criminal. Like,
no, they were like, you...
Bakichinus, no, baby, you are most
wanted.
You've
been shot also there.
You know?
Been, you've done too many
like
things now.
You've done...
Also, the police, now you owe the policeman money. Like,
also, that dynamic, you know,
so
of like South Africa in the
but a part of me
corruption.
It's chaotic to say. I know it's chaotic to say.
Yeah.
The corruption can be better, feels better than the police brutality in
absolutely.
The US
no,
there. Because our encounters with police, we'll laugh, shits and giggles, cold drink money, fine.
Yeah.
But
if
There's
like
there's a
real
like
physical racism.
If you get
going
pulled
there, like
over,
real
like
physical,
you just
physical
don't know
racism.
Which way it's
like
gonna go.
Racism that seems to warrant a physical reaction.
Yeah,
which is crazy to me.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like getting pulled over is
like,
not like you don't know if you're gonna make it home. Which is that's
just
a lot.
Getting manhandled, like, and it's like all black people, old children.
Yeah.
Men, especially, you know, like it's crazy in the States. So I think I will take the corruption. I won't take it.
Terrible
we're always
say.
Like, we won't take it.
Yeah,
we won't take
see
it.
Mama's got
but that's like that's I guess our privilege. Really, we can really just have conversations
I mean, there
about it.
Is violence in certain areas, but not.
This is true as well.
Not like that.
Not like that.
Not
there's
like
a different
that.
Kind of violence. Yeah,
not
there's
like
a different
that.
Kind of violence.
Who haven't we touched it? Vianney.
Vuyani's character does get, we get to meet his parents and we get to see we do. His, oh, dad is just not into
disappointment. Like at him
just ashamed.
Sleeping around and not even waking.
What kind of man are you? And he tries to come through. He tries to kind of like, he tries to prove to his dad that even as a fashionista, okay, even as a toy boy, I can make it, dad. Yeah. You know, like, I can do this. And
he does. And like, he knows clothes and he's like a
good... He definitely is good at that.
Yeah, he's good at the fashions. No, it is a skill. And, you know, it looked like it was Tula Cindy's store.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. Oh, I think so, yeah. But, yeah, so it's interesting that he, you know, like, that's what he ended up doing. But for me, like, it made sense. And for him to then bump into MEC Ubeth, there with her, with the new him,
With the new him, like, who was auditioning while he was in the position, you know, in the position. But it's interesting though that that relationship between the parent and just like parents not really getting, I guess, the fact that you're doing something different with your life. Which, granted, like, what are you doing with your life, Vuyani? What are you doing with your life, you know?
With him, it's not that chat, because he wasn't doing anything.
Like, he wasn't really doing
and
much.
And for me,
he was
the gag and the call, when and it is like even Bonga's like, okay, you can be a site manager.
Yeah, like, literally, just J-O-B. Look at what...
And he was like, I'll give you 12K, he's like, per week. He was like, hi,
because
Bo.
Because you were...
Hi, Bo. My guy.
Salary, my darling. Salary at the end of the month. Please, like, do you...
I mean, you know, I'm already doing your solid because you don't have to do anything. You just have to oversee people
and also
working. You don't have to do the work. You're not doing the construction.
I'm literally handing you like...
And he was still like...
A lifeline.
How could you do this to me?
Such a prima donna.
How could you do this to me?
Such...
You don't take me seriously. And those two, there's a lot of tension between those two.
There is, actually. They do
because
explore that.
Because I do
want to
talk
there is
about
that
competition. There's a competition.
Yes.
To be the guy.
To be the guy. And it's like...
To be the top dog.
Yeah.
And Bonga
to be the top dog.
Bonga,
that's
unfortunately
true.
Has
the upper hand.
Bonga has big dick energy.
Definitely
he just does.
He
it
just
oozes
does.
Out of him. He just does.
He just does.
Buyani sort of, but not like that.
Yeah.
Not like that. Unfortunate. And also Bonga has it together.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
He has it Which together. Is, maybe know. Not emotionally, but like
I mean, none of them have it together emotionally, no. So,
it's not
where
good.
It matters.
Because even at the end where he goes back home to his mother's house and then he finds his dad there and he's like, why did you take him back?
Yeah.
And then it becomes a whole thing of like, this is why I'm afraid to be in a relationship because of you guys. And then it's like, ooh, okay, so.
Let's go back home and
this
blame
is
our
why
parents.
We need therapy.
This is why we need to just call the lady. There is... I think I also like I want to find some sort of redemption from Paul. I remember
and why? That's interesting.
I just
he's very likable.
He is. He
however
likable.
He's terrible.
Likeable he is. Yeah. If I didn't, I'm judging him so hectically. My gosh, I'm struggling.
No, it's
because,
really terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. And he is likable. I guess that's the part of it. He's like a pretty boy. There's always like a pretty boy in the squad. Like a Drake, a Craig David type of guy who's just
why
like...
Why did you name all the light skin? And Mbo is the light skinned one.
But like, you know, the stereotypes. Like,
that's so funny.
They apparently live, you know.
Yeah. But he is so pretty.
He is so pretty.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Lovely haircut. You know, like, you
what
just...
What a handsome man.
What a handsome man.
No, yeah,
you know?
Like,
and
genuinely.
Then he uses it. Uses it. You know, not so handsome, are we? But I just struggle to find why, you know, why... Like you say, you know, it's just really... The message I get from that character is just, like, don't marry people you don't like. Don't marry for... appearances.
Yeah.
Men get to that stage
because
where it's just
like,
now, time to get
time.
Married.
Oh,
and it's like,
we're clocking 30. Okay, we
no
need to
guys.
Just lock it down. Whoever the
no
next
guys.
One is,
pathetic,
we're just going to lock it down. And I'm like,
pathetic.
You know, you're doing both of you a disservice.
Both of you. You're wasting your time.
And also because we touch
and traumatizing
on, obviously,
yourselves.
Obviously, invisible labor that she does.
Oh my God, invisible labor does. Is just like.
And then he's like shocked by the amount of labor when
she does
like,
nothing.
He babysits. Yeah, because she's like, okay, fine. If we're gonna do this, then we're splitting the work. I also want to be able to go to brunch and be out with my friends,
like
all the time.
How?
I don't have damn babies by myself.
I don't want to be.
And then he, and at the end, like, it was really funny, but at the end when they're all having drinks and he's like, I'm so bored. Mm. Oh my God, I'm so bored. Which, fair, it is boring, but you must both be bored together, yeah, babes. Cleaning and housework is not exciting for us.
I mean, come on.
It's boring. It's very boring.
It's boring. It's just like, but it's become this like,
we job. Don't like it either.
Job.
And for me, honestly,
J-O-B.
Outsourcing.
Yeah, outsource. Like, you know, but there is that expectation and it almost is woven into like the value of marriage. In the value of marriage as a woman, you that's your value.
Because when that's you think value, about apparently. What wife material is,
yeah.
What does
yeah.
wife material ukotiza. Usually mean?
Ukotiza, that's what it is. Yeah. You go in there, you make them.
It's manual labor.
It's manual fucking labor.
It's manual labor.
And no.
And
I'll clean my own house, thank you.
And it is a bit of a mindfuck for women.
Yeah.
Because,
but
you
some
know.
Some women do it, you know, proudly.
Yeah.
Some women really, really, really perform the patriarchy really, really well. And
I mean, that is why
it,
we have, like, patriarchy
it,
princesses.
Know? Yeah.
And you I know? Think, oh, yeah, for me, oh, it's always so difficult. It's a very tricky one. For me,
definitely
especially
is.
Because of the family dynamics
yeah,
that I grew up
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. All did, dude.
A like, lot of us did.
Like.
And I...
Chayile time, hey?
Abhor the yeah, idea of hard. Just, like, continue. And I need a word as strong as...
This is why I'm like, you
abhor.
Are a writer. You are a writer.
I
and
need...
gave me the exact word I needed. Like...
It just grates my like tongue. I the unfairness of it all will
the
always vex me.
Yeah. The prejudice.
So I can't.
The violence.
And
it's
I think,
violence.
And I'm
it's
also
violent.
Aware that that is why something like acts of service is so important
yeah.
to me, even as a love
absolutely.
Language, because I, yeah.
It was inculcated,
like,
almost just like
it's very nice
fed,
to have
force fed
people do things
stuff.
Because
yes.
it's not nice when it's just you.
Yeah.
And for a lot of women,
and it's just
it is
like
us.
The,
it's
the,
like,
the
okay, it's Christmas.
It's
who's going to cook? And
it's
then it's
yeah,
us. It's
you know, you go, you
we
know,
are,
it's
we're cooking and we're washing
yeah,
the dishes and
yeah,
and, you know
yeah,
what I mean? So, yeah.
yeah,
like, I really do abhor it. So,
so terribly. I hate it. I hate it.
Whoever
that's
my
the
husband
word.
Is,
yeah.
we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, we ain't.
Because
we ain't
what
be
we're not
going to
do is only have one of us wash the dishes.
If we can't outsource it, then we're going to find a way to both do it equally.
Yeah.
Because you need to wash after yourself, okay?
You have to, surely.
And you have to learn how to feed yourself and cook your own meals if you want a great meal, please.
Yeah, I just, also you for know? Me, it is adulting. We're adults.
Yeah.
Why can you not make yourself like a little dinner?
But there is also something about
it's
that.
Weird.
Like, it's true. Very
like, you don't
very
know how to feed
adulting.
Yourself.
Adulting.
Like, you don't know how
adulting,
to feed yourself.
Guys. Adulting.
What have you been doing? Because, like... It's
yeah.
weird for me. I'm like
it's interesting. Like I, you know, like I was talking to someone who was like, the only person who's adulting in this show is Tiki Tiki. The only person who
ooh.
Is really going through what modern, what millennial and Gen Zs are now calling the pandemic of adulting. Like that's
yeah.
That's what Tiki
like
Tiki
we feel it
through
him because almost like you feel it in different degrees.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
yeah,
like it's definitely
yeah,
different
the,
degrees.
The consequences of your choices, I think, are
his are very
a
strong.
Key feature of adulting. Like
and like every action has a reaction.
Exactly. Responsibility.
Yes. The others kind of
yeah,
weave
you know,
on the line.
They're coasting, getting
yeah.
away with murder.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's very interesting.
Very interesting.
It
very
is.
Interesting, yeah.
But it's good. Do you know what? The way that they ended it was also interesting because it felt like there was and wasn't room for season two. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a very clean, I think even the last episode is called Full Circle.
Yeah.
And you could see everything full circle. Yeah. Boaz thinking about cheating again, even though he's promised to change. Vuyani is now going to Dubai with Untombi. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And then Bonga has seen another woman after breaking up with Nkanyezi. And
they break up.
Remember they break up. Yeah. And then her brother even fires him from the side. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Who am I forgetting? Then Tiggy Tiggy might not go to jail.
Yeah.
But it's all very full circle. So for me, I was like, are they going to do a season two? Because I was like, this is almost like a mini-series-esque ending where it's like, you kind of closed it.
You kind of closed it, but you left
enough room for us to continue.
To write some more. Yes.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want
season
two?
I have no idea. I think I'd watch it out of curiosity.
Out of curiosity.
Because it gave me Ayeye vibes.
Yeah, definitely it did. Which, shout out to Bomb Productions and rest in peace to Tebogo Mahlatsi, who was the director for Ayeye and a lot of beautiful things.
It was really, really good.
Like, it was really, really good.
It only
good.
Had like one season, yeah.
It did.
It was very short-lived.
And it was like, well...
Yeah, but it was very
well
done.
And the performances were really
great. It gives me the same... Like texture.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Like
absolutely. It is like
tonally
the child
the
of Ayeye.
Yes,
it is
like
it is
almost
like
a progression of it.
Yeah.
Except that was in Adland, our favorite land of advertising.
It's funny how advertising
is
generations. And then it's interesting how it feels like the
then there's the Mad Men. I remember I never specifically couldn't watch Mad Men because I was like
I also don't think I have
this.
Actually. I don't think I've actually
this will trigger
Mad
me.
Men. It will.
I knew it would. I was like, this is my life. Yeah. I don't need to see.
I don't need
a depiction of this
to fall in love with any sort of character like that because.
Should we rate it?
Okay, yeah. Let's go ahead and rate it. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, so,
the rating system.
You know, we have our little system.
Okay.
Where we look at a number of different things is...
Yeah, and we definitely are going to have to... Yeah, we're going to have a conversation because, again, we are looking at the portrayal of black people and the portrayal as well of black women, you know?
Yeah.
And let's go into
so,
the portrayal
yeah.
of black women here. Oh, my God. do the black women pander to even the slightest stereotype? All of them, they are... Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Okay, so that's a...
That is a thumbs down. Is there at least one strong relationship between black women not fueled by a romantic situation?
Hold on. Wait. Ooh. The thing in this show is that... Women are only there in relation to the men.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But then you could argue that the show isn't about women and it's about men.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of like...
So we're also like, what are we doing here? But we're going to just call it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not for us.
We'll call it
a spade. Yeah.
This is how I felt about the last Kendrick album. It's not. It's great, but
it's not for me.
Specifically.
Definitely. Yeah, I will have some notes. I will have some notes.
On what, Kendrick?
On anything.
Oh, yeah, true.
Whether it's
true.
For the male.
Yeah, I don't care if it's
the cat, the dog games.
Yeah.
I'll have something to say about it.
Yeah.
Okay. So there is none of that. How are different types of black bodies represented in relation to one another? Ooh. Lots of sex again. I go back to
interesting.
Lots of sex.
But there was a difference in... Bodies, I want to say.
Yeah?
And the women, at least.
Hmm.
But then I'm also like, Was it the thing where everyone was just attractive?
Yes, I think definitely.
I feel like it was
that.
The thing where everyone was just kind
that.
Of attractive.
Yeah. Yeah. Because nothing really... And I mean, the way in which women's bodies were shown it's very sexualized. It's linked to, it's going to go back to being sexualized, you know. So
Yeah.
So no. where are the Africans? Are they exoticized?
Africans are everywhere because it's a South African
show. We're doing well with that. 4 miles of that. Are black women given the space to express a full range of emotions like joy,
like anger,
or anger, or
sadness?
I mean, sadness. I mean, there is some emotion.
Yes, actually, because I think Ganyezi, of Natasha.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
In
anger with Natasha and vengeance and lust.
Love
yes,
as well,
love,
because Bonga and Ganyezi got romantic at some point.
They did.
You know, when they were on the mountaintop.
They definitely did.
So I wouldn't. Okay.
Yeah,
I think I definitely still.
Okay.
I could give them a mark for that.
Mm. All right.
Okay. Okay. I mean, okay. And okay. I'll score. So, because we love a potato. We stand a potato as a vegetable,
A vegetable, so we're definitely...
So there are different ranges. There's mashed potato, which is terrible beyond redemption. There's mashed potatoes, which is bad with some redemption. There's roasted potatoes, which is good in putting in that work.
Yeah.
Then there are fries, which is intersectional black
excellence.
So where does this fall? For me, it's not fries.
It's not fries.
I can say that for free.
Definitely not fries. For free, I would say... mashed potatoes. It's
would
a mashed potato.
Mashed potatoes,
I would give
so
it a mashed potato.
Bad with redemption.
Yes. Because the storytelling is a little janky on
Can
some
be
bits, you
a
know.
Little thin.
Yeah. Which is always my critique as well. Like, just, you know.
Yeah.
But it's putting in some.
But for
work.
Me, I'm like.
It's putting in some
it's
work.
On
it's creating
the line
a conversation.
Of roast in putting in the work.
It is. It's definitely on the line there.
But I couldn't fully. Give it the roasted
potato.
Yeah, I couldn't. Because they are things. But I think
more
it was a
things,
strong...
Yeah.
It was a strong attempt.
And it definitely needs to exist. Absolutely.
It
like we always say, like, black art in any way, in any form, definitely just needs to exist. Like... Without
we
reservation.
We should be able to be average.
Yes, we should be able
you know,
to be.
It doesn't always have to be the best show.
Yeah,
in the
we should be able to
life,
be.
That will whatever.
Yeah,
like, no.
Stereotypical. We does. Yeah, that's just fine.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, it exists. It still exists. But yeah, that's that. Do
that's
we want to quickly give us a content before we run away from here?
Yes.
Time is running out. What's your content?
My content. I'm going to do music.
Yes.
So you have two things that I keep listening to. The first is Stefan Mahendra.
Okay.
Who is, I want to say it's UK R&B. It is so good.
Nice.
It's like delicious. It's like a little EP, very short.
Yeah.
Between that and Love Dumi as well, who is like
oh,
a teenager making very good neo-soul. It's quite
heard of Love Dumi.
Amazing. Yeah, so she's a South African teenager that
nice.
Has like a few singles out that are really good. And then the third thing, I can't seem to stop listening to Janelle Monáe's Age of Pleasure.
Absa.
And...
Mostly Lutely.
It's so interesting because people seem to be shocked by... I suppose her showing her tatas, her titas and the tatas.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's the
But for me, I'm also like the album title. But also, she's the same woman who said, get off my areolas.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Same
In
woman,
yoga, several albums ago.
Listen.
So it's not, like, if you really listen to it, it's not
She's
new.
Like,
it's just
freedom,
a progression of her artistry, really.
Yeah, absolutely
but
it
it's
is. Absolutely
really,
it is.
Really, really phenomenal
Yeah, it
album.
Is. Especially
I really
for the
like it.
Themes. Definitely for the themes, definitely. I'm going to go with, for my content, I'm going to go with Christopher Brentwood, a.k.a.
Ooh.
Brent Fies, a.k.a.
Oh, you use his government name.
My side piece. Wasteland, that album.
I loved it. Just celebrated 1 year, actually.
Yeah.
That was
love
a good album.
Brent Fies.
Do you know what
oh, my
I
gosh.
Love?
And the album is featuring the Neptunes. It's featuring
it's
writing
so
by... Sadiq, it's featuring Alicia in the most sexiest of songs.
So that song is so good.
Brent Fires, I love you.
Do you know what? And he's
Call
so
me back.
I remember hearing
Call Me Back.
Brent Fires was one of those examples of where like somebody features on the song. And they make the song.
Absolutely. Always.
When we first
a feature
heard him,
from Brent Fires
when we first
is
heard
absolutely
him in
amazing.
Gold Link's crew.
Yes.
Everyone was like, ooh,
yes.
I see
and
money all
And the song
around
was made
me.
Because
Brent's
of him.
Brent made the song.
He made that song.
He did.
Oh, no. Brent.
Yeah,
Brent is
no,
my 100%. Guy. Brent,
so,
Brent is my.
Ah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Need him.
He doesn't have. He's one of those people. Never a bad project.
Never a bad project. Never a bad project.
Very cool. Also, the visuals yeah. for Wasteland are pretty cool.
For Wasteland are pretty yeah. cool. Love his fro. Yeah. Absolutely. And his lyrical content, man. Like, yeah. I quotables for days. Like, yeah. I really love his style.
And
he gives me such a 90s modern kind of. He also
sits in the energy yes. of like toxic, chaotic.
Absolutely. R&B,
which
absolutely.
We all love to hate.
Yeah.
And we know it because Usher, but you know.
Absolutely. Like, he's just definitely a child, a child of Usher, I guess. Which sounds crazy. But
no, but you know yes. what? Much like people come from the school of D'Angelo, yes, the school of Stevie Wonder, people also come from yeah. the school of Usher.
Ooh, Brent Fires.
Usher is the guy that he thinks he is.
He is.
Hey, people's boyfriends,
like
Kiki Palmer's boyfriend going on rants and whatever.
And
do you know what I mean?
Also so having been with apparently Chilli.
He was in the early 2000s.
Years and years and years. And apparently it literally ended like
recently.
Post 2010. Like
that's
recently.
Crazy.
Like they've been chowing.
That was like an that was like an era
service announcements
I,
for
this
many
metaphor
many years.
Is terrifying. Yes. But do you know what I that was a time, and I would like to see Usher live still personally. Yeah.
Absolutely,
I definitely gonna go that see Vegas Usher. Show, like all the clips from the
listen,
Vegas show. I'm like,
listen,
yeah.
I'm definitely
he's still
also
got it.
Vegas, also definitely Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Keith Lee also. I don't know if you know him. He like reviews restaurants in Vegas on TikTok. And I didn't know that food in Vegas was that good.
Mm.
But now I want to go. Like
it's
the things
like
that he eats.
It's
like
junk food. It's the junk food.
But also soul food. But also like
oh man.
Time. But also
nice.
Like the
absolutely.
Things that he tries.
Absolutely.
I'm always like,
nice.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
Wow.
That is us.
Follow
that is
us. Guys. I want
to. At Blackstery.
No.
There we go.
Yay to us. We've done
Yay
this. Cool.
We did it. Follow us.
Yes.
At Blackstery.
At Blackstery. We're going to be
Instagram,
on
Instagram, TikTok, Twitter.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Look out for us on this next platform. Shout out to
yeah.
Spotify, Greasy Tunes Cafe.
Thank you for having us. This was really fun.
Thank you.
And let's like make more noise.
Yeah, let's do this.
Nice. Bye. Be good. Be warm wherever you are.
Yay. Yeah. Bye-bye.